The biggest story in the evening news this week has been the threatened closure of the Coleman's and Britvic factories in Norwich. The evening news has been campaigning hard and encouraging Norwich City fans to put on their old Coleman's mustard T-shirts when they go to Carrow Road. The newspaper asked local representatives what they are doing to support the campaign, and we'll hear some of their responses. Unfortunately, another Norwich food factory is also contemplating moving some of its production away, this time possibly as a direct result of Brexit. But we start with Britvic and Coleman's.
As uncertainty grows over the future of the Britvic and Coleman's Norwich factories, we ask local representatives what they are doing to help. It is understood that a crunch meeting between Britvic and union representatives will take place this month to potentially outline its future in the city. And so, with a deadline looming, we ask MPs, councils and other relevant organisations to explain how they are helping to protect hundreds of jobs. On Tuesday, October the 3rd, Britvic announced plans to close its Norwich factory and switch production to other parts of the UK, hitting 242 jobs. Later that morning, Unilever, the maker of Coleman's mustard, announced it was considering its own future at the Brackendale site. Through the EDP and the Evening News, "They Must Be Saved" campaign, we are fighting to help keep both factories open in the city.
Norwich North MP Chloe Smith said she spoke with the Agriculture and Food Minister George Eustace to seek DEFRA's influence on Unilever's decision. She said she had also spoken with the Department for Work and Pensions to ensure its rapid response service was available if necessary. Ms. Smith said she had also sought information from the Minister of International Trade to see how his department could help. And she added, "We need to continue to make the case for both businesses staying in Norwich, and I hope that the public will continue to demonstrate the strength of feeling that there is for these sites to remain open."
Norwich South MP Clive Lewis said he was looking at getting an internationally renowned third-party mediator involved in the situation. He said the expert mediator would review the company's conclusions about keeping production in Norwich before any public announcement is made. This would include their financial assessments and consultations. However, he added, this would depend on the companies being willing to make available their assessments to this third party after they are approached about this.
One of Norfolk's biggest manufacturers has warned it could move some of its production to a European base if trade barriers are imposed after Brexit. Kettle Foods UK Managing Director Ashley Hicks said while the group would continue to fry potato crisps for the UK in Norfolk, if tariffs made it unviable to distribute from Norwich to Europe, he would have to consider the move. It comes amid growing fears that the UK could leave the EU without a trade deal and have to fall back on World Trade Organization rules. Since the referendum, Kettle has seen costs of importing sunflower oil increase by more than £1 million a year due to the weaker pound and inflation hitting its highest rate since 2012. Kettle Foods already has a factory which produces vegetable crisps in the Netherlands, which Mr. Hicks said would give the company a continental foothold. Currently, 15% of the Beaufort factory's production is exported, a figure Mr. Hicks said was growing by a fifth a year. But he added any move of part of the production was a contingency plan, with the UK market still growing. With sunflower oil and film for packaging among the materials Kettle imports, the business has been looking at ways to offset the extra costs from currency rates changing, including standardising delivery box sizes and adopting cheaper packaging. Mr. Hicks said Kettle was aiming to raise its productivity with the same number of staff, currently 443 people at the Norwich plant.